The image on our screen is certainly beautiful, but it also can have one pondering, which is up, which is down. Soften, open, and release. Ask us to just let it go. We can go through our day being so codified. You know, everything has its place. Everything is labeled. Everything is in right order. These kinds of ideas. And when we do that, we might not stop and smell the roses too often. We might have an orientation to kind of collapsing that which is big and beautiful and just fine as it is into some sort of small box in our mind. That can lead to pettiness, criticism, judgment. Not feeling right about something or good enough about something. Whereas if we just look at this image for a moment, soften, open, then it doesn't matter which is sky and which is water. It's just beautiful and perfect, exactly as it is. In our meditation practice, softening and opening for both receiving and releasing provide this ground of it's all right. It's all right when our mind is unsettled. It's all right when we have a list of things to do. It's all right when we can't sit for 20 minutes or half an hour. By using that attitude of it's all right, that does not mean that we don't sit. It does not mean that we chase the thoughts in our mind or that we kind of hang out with our list instead of actually trying to meditate and find a sweet spot, a quiet spot inside. No, it doesn't mean that. But what it does mean is that we soften, we open, we don't fight. It's a little Aikido, martial arts, but Aikido, the way of peace, where we redirect these energies of agitation or irritation or restlessness. We might redirect the experience or sensation of a difficulty holding a point of tension, a difficulty sustaining a point of focus and clarity. So we take that event that's happening inside us, the list, the worry, the sleepiness. We take that event and don't push it away, but instead we engage it. And what we will find every time is that we engage it as it is. It's not about the list. It's that we have a control issue. It's not about the sleepiness. It's that we didn't get enough sleep the night before. Well, why was that? So when we engage the something for what it is, not what the action is about, then we can actually find a resolution to our inability to meditate, and that's soften and open. We release the shoulds. And in releasing the shoulds, we are giving ourselves tremendous opportunity to find out what we're capable of in any moment. And that is acceptance. We smile. We sit well. We take a long, slow, deep breath. And we settle together, breathing in and breathing out. Now, acceptance is a very magical thing because, again, it is truthful. Real acceptance is truthful and a moment of truth, because it's not the superficial that we're interested in accepting. That might be quite unacceptable, and rightly so, wisely, compassionately so. But in soften, open, and release, we are releasing those superficial, extraneous kind of movements of ourself, movements of our mind, movements of our body, movements of our desire nature, so that we get under the surface, we get at our psyche, we get at what's going on inside. And the reason we want to do that is for authenticity, for truth of being, because that's going to help us with our meditation, but it's going to help us the rest of the 24 hours of our day in our life. So feel that. Feel soften, open, breathe with it, breathe with it. Ah, soften, open. Let all the surface layers of our self and our ideas about ourself, all the projections we have about ourself, our day, everything, soften, open, release, let it flow away on the breath. And simply be present, bright, heart, now, breathing in and breathing out. For some people, when they do that, there's an immediate panic inside. Well, if I let go of all of those ideas and constructs and who knows what about myself, what am I supposed to do? What is left? There's a panic. Hang with that panic and soften and open to it. That's all about control. That's all about not really knowing oneself. We're all about the facade. We don't really know ourselves. And for others, there's a softening and an opening, and layer after layer gets released. And then again, there comes that point where, okay, now what? Because we're all so programmed to do, and then doing is our being. Soften and open again. It's all right. Whatever one is experiencing is all right. And so in using this Aikido, the way of peace, no resistance, no resistance, soften, open, release. One day, maybe today, we'll discover we're just energy in space. That's all we are. That's what we are at our essence. The energy of awareness and the space of awareness. And it, more than that, there's no labels. So let's smile. Sit well, tuck in the tummy, and feel the integrity of just being present. And then smile again. How simple that was. Just smile, tuck in the tummy, be present. Breath is coming and going. And we are present. Clear. A brightness in our mind. Soften and open into that. Release into that. And then sustain it by finding this interesting marriage of soft and open and present. Breathing in and breathing out. Now, this energy that we are, this bright, awareness energy that we are. It is dynamic. And it is that dynamism that is actually the source of restlessness when we have that, and activity and movement. That's the core source of it. And our awareness is full and bright and expansive, limitless actually. And so that actually is the source of our desire and our sense of always wanting more, or wanting to fill the space. It's because our awareness is that space and spacious, limitless. But we can only come to know that, like deeply, deeply know that, as we get below the surface actions and thoughts and lists and shoulds and labels of ourselves and anything else. So again, we breathe long and slow and deep, soften and open to the breath, to the process, to letting go, releasing. And layer by layer, as we do that more often, layer by layer gets released. And we find truth of being. We find presence. We find awareness as it is. Breathing in and breathing out. We take a long, slow, deep breath to complete our sitting. And we breathe light into our mind. We breathe light into our feeling nature. We breathe light into our physical body. We breathe light into our sense of self. And we realize we are not this self. We are not this body. We are not our emotions. We are not the thoughts in our mind. We are light. We are energy. We are awareness. We are presence. Breathing with and in the world. Love you all. Have a beautiful day and feel it. Soften, open, release the surfaces. Release the labels, release the shoulds. Come to what's underneath it all. Because that's more real, and that's actually where our energy and our focus and our resolutions, where they all reside. Love you all. That's empowerment. Create your day.